Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sunday with Yeshua, the Christ blessing. We look forward to being with you here every Sunday and really cherish and respect each one of you who comes bringing your heart to the presence of Yeshua and your faith and joining with us in the love that we know ourselves to be and the love of Christ. So welcome, everyone, and I hope that life is already blessing you with the best, and I know it is if you just look for it. But sometimes we become distracted by problems of the world, and our heart goes out to those who are suffering, and we feel just a little bit guilty about enjoying the pleasures that have been given to us when other people are on the downside of experience. So we come with compassion. And I think that is really the best word to express what we are joining in the blessings of Christ, is the compassion. We've all been on the downside. And hopefully you've all been on the upside when it was the equivalent of a garden wedding in your life, or the birth of a new child, or a vacation in paradise. And it was just an amazing, beautiful experience. And then we've all had our losses and our griefs. And sometimes it's hard to put the two together as being parts of life. When we have our upside, we think, oh, wouldn't it be so great if life was always like this? And it brings back a memory to me when long ago, the former wife of my husband at the time was Chinese, and she brought her two children over from Taiwan to Disney World, and they cried when they left because they said, well, Mommy, can't we just live here? This is the way life should be. And she said to them, well, my love, unfortunately, everybody doesn't fit inside Disney World. And we've got to go to a bigger place that can make room for everybody. And they cried all the way home. And I think mumbled little tears for days, wanting to be back there. Well, that's what we do after we have a joyous time. And then when we have a heartbreak, it takes time to get over it. We may get over the tears in a relatively short period of healing, but what is so hard to get back is our faith. Because we wonder, well, when is the next thing that's going to happen like this? When is the next time my heart's going to break? When is the next time I'll lose a loved one? Or I'll become desperately ill and not know what the answer is? So we have to put our hearts together. And we come to realize that a lot of what we experience is what we decide to experience. Today we come for everyone. Regardless of what you're going through, the up or the down or the in-between, and you want something more exciting. It could be any or all of the above. In a short period of time, actually. But we're here for you, for the experience of life. And to help you have the very best experience you can have. So I would love to hear from you. I'm here to receive your questions so that we can include them in our blessing. I'm here to listen to your gratitude and thanks for blessings you've received. And I'm here for joining in prayer for those who need it the most. And isn't that all of us, really? I'm going to open the line to Jerome. Hello, Jerome. You're on.
Oh, Glenda, just thank you for your light and love and peace and joy of sharing the spirit of the universe and of Yeshua. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and blessings for my family. And add the blessings of my family to the blessings of my life, in your life. And thank you for helping us just enjoy our life with spirit and with Yeshua. So you are fantastic, and I thank you. I give you love and light and peace and joy for everything around you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jerome. And thank you for your phenomenal laughing voice. I know that you have dwelt in peace and happiness most of your life because that is a well-earned reflection.
It is a reflection, but thank you for helping me reflect and passing it on to everybody else. You're just doing the fantastic job of the universe.
Thank you. Thank you, Jerome. Okay. And we're going to take a call. We're going to open the line to Nancy. Hello, my dearest friend.
Hello, Glenda, and blessings to everybody on the call. I am calling with good news, and I wanted to tell you that my husband and I are both back safe in Florida.
I was
going
to ask
the travel was very safe, and we arrived at our destinations. It was wonderful. There were a few little bumps, but who noticed them? But that's not the big news. The big news is that some weeks ago, I asked for blessings for a friend of mine who's a doctor of music, or she was, she's retired now, who had cancer and was in hospice. I want everybody to know, while we were in Wisconsin, she went into remission, and she went on vacation to see family and friends. Thank you, God. It was so wonderful when I heard that. I just was so thankful. Just so thankful to you and to everybody. So I just wanted to share that joy with everyone. And that's all I have.
It is her faith that made her whole.
Yes.
So I'm sure you helped to communicate some of that to her. With your own faith and buoyant optimism and joy that you radiate. And thank you so much for your support of Spirit of Church. Thank you
so much. Well, thank you for saying that. But I also feel like all that energy that was just pouring into her just lifted her up and made Christ's light shine in every cell of her body.
Oh, great.
So thankful for remission.
I do. Yeah.
I do. So thank you. And I'll say goodbye. I know there are other people who would like to talk. But it's so good to be able to say, this is wonderful.
Yes, it is. And to share it.
Yes.
Just think how great it is to have a community that we can share good news from God about.
Yes, truly.
You know, really. That's a rare situation in the world today.
It is. And I feel so grateful to everybody who contributed to her remission. I just can't tell you how joyful I feel
to
be a part
of that, is a big
that ministry. So thank you.
You're so welcome. It thrills my heart. Okay. Well, Stormy, I see you there, but I'm going to save you for more of a summary. There's just something I want to say in a very special way because it leads to an important message. We have it heavy in our hearts today about the people and all of life that suffered from the earthquake in the Caribbean. It affected Haiti. It affected the American Virgin Islands, Jamaica, and it reverberated all the way up to the Bahamas. And I don't know if any of the parts of Florida had any tremors from it, but I think it was all oceanic. But so many people are suffering. And we want to include what happened in the earth in our blessing. Because we also tend to forget the earth. We see the suffering to humans, to animals, to the children, to life and to hope. And we know that the planet must also be suffering in order to need a, shall we say, an orthopedic adjustment of that magnitude. Because any time the platelets shift to a great degree, there is an internal discomfort in the planet. That's the only way I can describe it, because we can't say that our planet has pain in the way we have it, but there's certainly a discomfort that requires an adjustment in order to maintain the energy of life that supports us all. And so we send blessings to the planet as well as to all of the rescue workers, the people who suffered, and their hopes and dreams that may be shattered utterly right now. And I want to say, don't stop your enjoyment of life because of this. That is not what compassion requires. Compassion requires an acceptance of everyone in the wholeness of our suffering as a planet and a human race and a life race, a living life force on this planet. It requires that we accept the wholeness that we are, that we may be a contributor to the wholeness, because as the wholeness repairs itself, there will be fewer droughts. There will be fewer floods. There will be fewer forest fires. There will be fewer earthquakes. And you contribute to the wholeness of the earth by being centered in the wholeness of your own being. So don't let that stop you. Christ walked among the lepers, and you know how badly he felt for them, but he didn't stop being the Christ. He would sit with those who were hungry, and he would feed them fish and bread, but it didn't stop him from prospering and bringing forth more miracles for other people. This is a call to action. We should not fall into disaction because we feel, oh, well, if they're suffering, then I have to suffer too. Because suffering brings you into disability, disaction, inability to serve, inability to create. Just think for a moment at the energy the rescue workers must have. They must have in order to do their work. Just think of the clean beds we need to provide for them to rest so they can do their work. The food we need to pour in for them to give food and energy to everyone. This requires the other side of wholeness, the other side of what's doing well in order to assist and heal that which is suffering. It's just like if you broke your leg and you were in a cast, you wouldn't be able to walk without crutches for a while. But if you said, well, because my leg is broken, I'm also not going to sit at my computer. I'm not going to telephone in. I'm not going to text anyone on my phone. I'm not going to pray. I'm not going to enjoy my dinner. That would be insane. That would be worse than ridiculous. And the fact is, you wouldn't do it. Well, it's said by Paul in the First Corinthians, we are all parts of one body. So we have a leg that's broken right now. Make the rest of the body as whole as you can make it, and let the rest of the body serve that broken leg until it can heal. And that's what I say about everyone. And we wonder sometimes why some people, like this miracle that we were just listening to from Nancy, why some people receive this and others don't. Why some people can just touch the robe of Christ and they're healed, and others have been faithful in their work and they don't. Well, all too often, and I want to say this as a serious corrective action for all of you, there are those who minister and serve, and they allow themselves to become depleted by it. They allow themselves to become hurt by it. Why am I suffering when I have helped so many? And the depletion is actually a loss of faith. It is a loss of faith. And by that loss of faith, they are hurt. Just as I've told you before, the name just escapes me right now. It'll come to me in a few minutes. I do have these senior moments. They're not bad. They're just very, very fleeting and fortunately not very frequent. But he healed himself from fourth stage cancer by assisting those who were well. Not those who were sick. He would go to daycare centers and offer his help in caring for children. And he would watch comedies. In other words, he put his attention on life. He would help out at nature preserves. In other words, he would immerse himself in the positive. He would become part of the whole body. He didn't join in the sick body. It's actually better. And actually, this is one of the things that happens to people when they go to a hospital. They were doing well at home. They go to a hospital where you would think they would be getting better care, and they die. It's not because of contagion. It's because they have joined with the broken leg. They're not joining with the whole body. They would be better off to stay at home and call the grandkids for a visit instead of thinking, oh, the grandkids are a nuisance and they make noise and I need to rest. No, you need the nuisance. You need to watch comedies with them. You need to eat kid puddings. You know, you need to sit on the porch and watch them play. You need to be part of the well body. As we make the well body bigger, we squeeze out the sick body. This is very much like one of the four necessities involved in curing cancer. One of them is medically called apoptosis, and that is where the cancer cells just commit suicide. But and actually, when we're young, they do it naturally. Because why? Why do they do it naturally? Is there a special signal? Is there a special hormone that tells them to do it? No, they're outnumbered. The whole body is so much bigger. They're like the new kid on the block with psoriasis, and nobody wants to play with him. And they just say, okay, I don't belong here. I'm gone. I'm out of here. The more attention we give to being sick, the sicker we become. So, Nancy, I'm sure that your trip with your friends had a profound effect on the reversal of her illness. And I have seen this happen many, many times. I've seen it happen in my own life. I start to come down sick, and I don't even give it an acknowledgement. I say, okay, I'll go make some brownies, and I think I'll paint. And I'm always respectful of other people. I don't go in public in case there's something contagious. But I might go out in the lawn and turn on a sprinkler. You know, I may go out and fill the bird feeder and enhance the well part of my being. Remember, you're not just a human body. You're part of everything. As Paul said, we are all one body, each with a special organ and instrument and part to play. And you heal the whole body, and every organ will become well. This is what we're facing in the world. And I fully believe it's the origin of COVID. I don't think COVID was an organized conspiracy, but in a sense it was a conspiracy, because for over a decade, the forces that are on our news and the forces in our government and the forces in our human resource community and even in our education have been bent on the negative. They have been telling us what's wrong with everything. I don't think they went out and created biological warfare. I don't think they realized the harm they were doing. But this is the harm that happens when you go out and you just create nothing but the negative everywhere. It's a negative everywhere. The billboards, the posters, the traffic signs, the alerts online, the negative everywhere you go. Well, you know what's going to happen? The body's going to get sick. And the body isn't just one person. The body is all of us. And so we do our share in the blessing on Sunday to reverse that message. And I send you out into the world to reverse that message as much as you can. And I know Nancy does a big, big part of it every day in her life. And she got to experience some beautiful rewards of having done so. Well, that's what I have to say today. And I'm going to open the line to Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Aloha, Glenda, and this beloved community. Oh, Glenda, was it Norman Cousins? Was that the person?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I knew one another part of me somewhere would remember. It just proves. It just proves we are connected.
We are of one body of Christ. Amen. Oh, thank you so much. That message just right then. I know we are all like, whoa, receive that one deep in our hearts. Thank you so much. And I want to first just offer my love and my light and my blessings and hope to this community. It is such, I'm so grateful to be here. And I just want to also affirm that even in all of the struggle and all of the challenge and the effort, that my heart is full of gratitude and joy to be alive.
Joy.
And yes, I affirm this. Yes. And I want
to don't stop. Don't stop.
No. Just... That's right. Keep on keeping on. And
that's it.
Amen. And I just want to ask for a couple of special blessings. This Friday, I'm traveling back to my beloved Redwood Mountain in California from Massachusetts. It's been such a blessing to be with my family here, and I'm ready to return. So Christ's blessings and protection for me and for all travelers. And I want to ask for a special blessing for a dear friend, Soma, S-O-M-A, and another friend, David, as they are searching for a new home, a new landing, safe nest place. So for all peoples, may we all have safe homes. And I want to ask for a blessing for just really respect for the open communication, for no censorship, for people being able to have dialogue, particularly about all of this health and everything. Let us put the light of God on all of it and let the conversation
exactly.
be free. Yes.
Yes. They must be free, and we have to weed out the fear. Really.
Yes.
We do. Fear is probably the greatest disease on the earth right now.
I agree.
Conquer the fear and the other illnesses will heal.
Amen. Oh, thank you so much, beloved Glenda.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure and joy. And I just, are you going back to the Redwoods to move?
Yes, that's where I live. I'm in the Santa Cruz Mountains, and that's where my beautiful, beloved home is. But I'm from Massachusetts. Yeah, so I've had the opportunity to spend 6 weeks with my family. Such a blessing. Doing a lot of good family work. So also, God bless all of our families and help us keep
yes.
working through, cleaning out, and really loving one another.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, well, thank you so much, Sarah, and we've got you in our heart, and we'll remember your request for safe travel. May you have a travel in grace.
Yes. Amen.
Stephen, you're on, and I'm opening your line.
Hello, everyone. I'm just requesting a blessing for my good friends, Shane and Vanessa. And for all the people dealing with wildfires, they had to evacuate their home in Utah. And I know a lot of people are struggling, yeah, with, you know, these crazy fires that seem to be more prevalent as the years go on. So I'm just asking for a blessing. And I also just want to say that I feel that I've been blessed, you know, through all the blessing calls and blessing requests I've made for my own personal healing. I feel that I'm making huge strides and progress with the healing of my back. And so I just want to say thank you for everything, Glenda, and for this amazing community and all the blessing givers, because I know that the power of the blessing is real. And we are all connected for sure. I mean, it's unbelievable how we're all connected. We may not always think it, but we are.
We are. Yeah. And it's in those special moments that we feel it and see it.
Indeed. Yeah. Yeah. It's just, and all the miraculous, you know, coincidences and synchronicities, you know, that are constantly happening, you know, and most of the time we're not aware of it, because we're distracted by whatever day-to-day stuff. But it's just unbelievable when you become aware of more of these synchronicities and connections. And I'm sure everybody on this call is aware of that, and I think we can always become more aware of it, you know, as we open up to it.
Indeed. It like anything else, it takes a little bit of experience. You know, you wake up in the morning and you rub your eyes and you think, oh, is it daylight yet? You know, and it takes a couple of minutes to adjust to the daylight. And then, you know, you go outside and it's even lighter. And finally, yeah, oh, wow, it's daytime.
Yeah.
So even the most natural things require a little bit of adjustment and realization and adaptation and realization.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an ongoing growth path.
It's an experience. It surely is. Well, I had a wonderful, wonderful time with our webinar, The Star of Love. And those of you who were in the webinar, everything is posted. Everything is there for you to listen again and again and again to the recordings and read the text lessons. And I just wanted to say to everyone else that the course will be there in perpetuity. So if you just couldn't work out the time to be there, sometime I hope you will. I hope you will take it in, because it has a lot to offer about the days and times we're going through and how to get through them, because the star that Yeshua described as containing the six fundamental elements of life were represented by the energy given to King David, well, he wasn't king then, the shepherd David, in for his shield to protect himself in battle. And God said, everything in this will be for good, and it will repel evil. So there's an important thing to be learning about that in the world we're living in today. But thank you, Stephen. It's always great to hear from you. Love you.
Oh, thank you. I love you too. Blessings.
And pass my love on to all of our mutual friends.
I definitely will.
Okay. Kathy, I see you're on the line. Hello, dear.
Hi. So this is Kathy San Diego, and I want to pray, please, for all those in need of physical healing. But also my friend Joan, who took a really bad fall, and myself, who, like Joan, we're enjoying the little exercises that can come with the maintenance of the aging bodies. So just all the little issues that can come up, maybe that we could be more conscious of our Christ self than we are of the bodies we inhabit. Because the temptation, as all these little things start cropping up, is to get, you know, a lot more into the body consciousness. That's my prayer. Thanks.
Okay, great. Well, just remember that chronology is not the only measure of age. And one of the great measures is your attitude, your spirit, your positive nature, and your expectancy of a great future. There are many, many measures of age, and chronology really becomes almost irrelevant after about the age of 30. Chronology is very important up to about the age of 30. The body actually stops growing at 21, and then it continues to develop from its point of arrival at 21 for the next 9 years. And by 30, it is what it is. And after that, it's what you make of it. It really is. It's what you make of it, combined with experience, combined with advantages or hardships, or just personal attitude, personal know-how. Well, getting back down to a few little words, what you make of it. So, good request, Kathy. And
oh, I love that, Glenda. Thank you so much, darling. Bye-bye,
you're
everyone.
Welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, Stormy, we are opening your line.
Glenda, I've been working with these words all week long. I am, I know. I see, I speak, I love, I can, I feel, I have, I am.
Beautiful. And, you know, to everybody, every time you say I am, you include every part of the body that is bigger than just the physical body you're dwelling in.
I do want to say that in the angelic form, Stormy, as I'm looking at a picture that Elaine Ulrichs drew for me, quite a powerful picture with the lightning bolts down the chest, a beautiful gaze, that I am there with everyone in Haiti as they have passed away, and I am there with them as they move into a new direction. My music from then is there with them, so both of us are there, and each of us in our own way can be there to assist those who need help in a uncomfortable passing. And we bless the service of those like me and others and all the angels who come to assist in this situation, and countless many other situations of beauty or of sorrow, that we all can give our love in doing this. For in doing this with the love that I am, Glenda, I experience no hardship. I experience only the joy.
Absolutely. Well said, Stormy. Beautifully said, which is why I always open your call up the last. It's like a blessing to the blessing. So, Stormy, bless you too. God bless you in everything. You never talk about your hardships, but I know you have some. You just don't choose to experience them that way. And that's what gives your voice this great sense of peace and optimism, which is a blessing to everyone around you. So
I do wish to give a blessing to June.
Yes.
I wish to give a blessing for June. You know who June is. And
our
she,
June.
Yes, and she is watching over me. And I am texting her every night. So I am having someone watch over me.
Oh.
This is what this community is about. She has asked to keep tabs on helping me with my health. And I wanted to mention Jen. We called, we talked about 30 minutes just before this. And that's what this community is about each of us reaching out and being able to help each other in the ways that we are learned and able to. Thank you, Glenda.
Yes, thank you for saying that, Stormy, and thank you, June. I love it when you're on the call. I don't see you in the queue now, so I'll just send blessings to you. And this was a beautiful invitation, Stormy, for others to serve each other in this way, because we are connected. And many of you know each other because of some webinars you've gone through together, or for the longest while we had prayer meetings in the week that our beloved Tony mostly conducted. In the beginning I did, and then he carried on when I couldn't be there because of hardships in my life, with as Larry was in hospice and getting ready for his transition. So I wasn't able to be there, and Tony stayed on. And so through these many other venues that we offer, many of you have come to know each other personally, and I'm so happy about that. And we're going to do more membership-type things in the next year. We just have to get through this summer and get ourselves just a little stabilized in knowing what the future is going to look like. Right now it's a mystery to a lot of us. But we know that God is in charge. We know that the love of Christ will be with us no matter what. And we know that the Holy Spirit will guide us. So we will move into our blessing now. And Stormy, thank you again. Thank you, June. Everyone else, just relax. Just relax. Wherever you are, in your chair, your bed, a hammock, a lounge,
be in a place where you can just let go of all physical stress so that you are completely in a receiving condition. I know this won't be possible for most of you, but I'll just describe what it feels like in its optimum way. I adopted a little kitten about 2 months ago, and when I would pick her up, she would just be a little furry noodle that would drape over the fingers of my hand. There was no sense of tension in a single muscle in her body. And she had the face, of an angel. She didn't worry about who's picking me up and what are they going to do with me. She just was a furry little noodle, and I would lay her down and she would look up at me and purr. And that's all there was to it. So it probably won't be possible for you to be that relaxed, but go for it. Go for it. That's what we want. Shake out. Shake out your arms and legs. Shake out your neck. If your head needs to tilt over, let it. The one thing don't do, which is also part of the shakeout, is don't cross your arms and legs. We just want you to be able to receive energy from the earth. So for that reason, if you can, if it's possible, have your feet, the bottom of your feet, uncovered and facing toward the earth. You may not be able to touch the ground because you're indoors, but still, have it face the earth. Your whole foot is a really powerful energy chakra, and it will pull energy up in a very powerful way. And have the top of your head, if possible, facing up toward the heavens. In order to do that, you might want to sit up just a little bit in your lounge or prop up some pillows. Something of the sort. And just receive. I'm going to give my praise and invitation to Yeshua. Not because he's not already here, but because he says ask and you shall receive. So I'm going to ask for all of us. And then the blessing givers and I will conduct the energy of the Trinity and the universe and the earth coming down through your head into the earth, back from the earth and up through your body again, crossing over in the heart so that your heart will be empowered and you can expect to have some recognitions and realizations in the coming days because of this energy. So take some deep breaths. Let's all take one together and release it. And another and release it. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for being with us. And we ask now that you let us really feel your presence, because we want to receive your sacred, your holy touch in our hearts, your beautiful divine love in our soul. We want to open ourselves up to being with you, to allowing you to touch us, and to elevate our potential into something greater than we thought it could be. We open ourselves to the Holy Spirit and its guidance, to the energy it will bring and the messages it will open in our hearts and our minds, and the blessings it will bring to our bodies. And we surrender at the throne of God, as children of the Creator. Like everything else in this universe, we were created by the Almighty.
divine force of unity, creation, sustainment, and love. We ask to become more worthy every day, to claim our position as your child, and to be as Yeshua promised, that all things he did, we shall do also. As we become like unto him, as we become the child of God, we were created to be. We know that this is done in faith and love and by ceasing fear, by taking on the positive in life, by loving and serving one another, and by loving our Heavenly Father with all our heart, mind, and soul. Yeshua, we offer our lives in prayer to those who suffer from this powerful earthquake. We know it was a sudden blow. It destroyed lives. It disrupted existence in that part of the world. We thank you for the loving care of those who've come to assist. We ask that you keep them strong and safe, and bring as many as possible to recovery, survival, and healing, that the land may be rebuilt and lives may be restored. We ask for troubled places all over the world, because we are so blessed to be in a land that knows very little of that. But we still ask, knowing that there are those in this country who suffer for one reason or another, illness, heartbreak, separation, isolation, or some troubles of the earth, such as fire, flood, or devastating storms. There are troubles everywhere. But we do not have to view them as trouble. Take us to the place where we can be whole again, where we can be in the wholeness of our being and heal the parts that are broken, knowing that in the end, it is the whole which will survive, and the whole contains us all as the ultimate gift of our Father. We ask this in your blessed name. Amen. Blessing givers, I would ask that you rise and stand with me, and let us begin the blessing. Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest. Be with God. Be with yourself quietly. But don't think about anything. Just relax and receive. I look forward to being with you again next week. And I wish you the best week possible between now and then. Bye-bye.